Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. Brian, let's jump right into it. The fans are wondering. I'm wondering. Brian Waters hasn't been at practice. Dont'a Hightower now wears number 54. What does this mean about Brian Waters? What can we assume?
I'm wondering, too, Jackie. I'm wondering, too. Everybody is wondering. There hasn't been a lot of definitive word. It hasn't been any definitive word from either side, the team or Brian Waters. Now, last year, the team signed him right around this day. It was right around Labor Day, and he jumped right in, having had no experience in the Patriots offense, and was a very positive contributor right off the bat last year. He could still show up and be a productive player on this team, but signs are pointing toward it being less and less likely that Waters will be around. There's still a locker for him in the locker room, but that Dont'a Hightower number change, to me, if they thought Waters was imminent, why give Hightower that number? There aren't that many numbers available for Hightower, but, you know, Waters could still come in and change his number, so maybe we're reading too much into that. But as time goes on, you know, yesterday Belichick said there are guys who are active, there are guys who are not active. Brian Waters is not active. That's the most we've gotten out of that. Right now, I'd have to say less and less likely we'll see him at all.
Well, in the event that he doesn't end up coming back, what concerns should we have for the offensive line?
Well, I think that they're not as deep maybe as they would prefer to be, or not as deep as they were last year. I think left tackle, Nate Solder. Left guard, Logan Mankins, coming off an injury, but looks like he'll be okay. Right tackle, Sebastian Vollmer, also coming off an injury. It's that center and right guard spot, those two spots that are sort of in flux. I think the three guys that will fill those two spots, Ryan Wendell, Dan Connolly, Donald Thomas. If I had to render a guess, I'd say Wendell will start at center, Connolly will start at right guard. But that could change too. We haven't seen enough consistency in terms of the lineup and offensive line to really know who's going to start in those spots this Sunday against Tennessee. But of those three guys, they'll be the right guard and center most likely.
All right, well, shifting gears a little bit, a change in the lineup quite literally on defense. We only have five linebackers. Why is this unusual?
Well, it's very unusual around here. You know, the Patriots have transitioned over the last couple of years from a base 3-4 defense to a base 4-3. Only five linebackers is unusual probably for any team. Now, it could mean that for special teams purposes, more of their core guys are on the defensive line, secondary, other positions. It could also be based on this first week of games, and that's kind of what they're looking at for Tennessee, and that could change. But right now, I just think the way they're going to play defense is going to be a lot of nickel and dime. They probably don't feel like they need the use of too many linebackers too much. Brandon Spikes, Dont'a Hightower, Jerod Mayo, in one way, shape, or form, will be their starting linebackers. Mike Rivera and Tracy White are the only backups. It's very interesting because of how this team often handles the front seven, but that's how it looks right now.
Well, I don't think any worries there. Certainly a solid trio with Hightower,
yeah,
all those guys.
A lot of excitement, especially for the rookies, Jones and Hightower.
Absolutely. Well, that will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.